You have no idea how dark a night can get until you've spent a moonless night stalking the Viet Cong, or in a cemetery. Both situations had an equal lack of attraction for me. But here I sat, in the oldest cemetery in El Paso, dressed in my sneaky suit, black sneakers, socks, pants, gloves, sweater, and watch cap, with every exposed square inch of skin covered in black makeup. I was ready for either a minstrel show or a commando raid, whichever came along first. The cold from a large granite headstone I had chosen for my reconnaissance post was seeping into the 2 square inches of my anatomy in contact with it. I speak from experience when I say that headstones are not designed for the comfort of the living. About midnight, I began to wonder what form of temporary mental aberration had caused me to accept this absurd assignment. By 3 a.m., I decided to have myself committed. I hear that they even have color TV in the day rooms now. At least, the state requires the loony bins to be kept warm. March days in El Paso typically give us temperatures in the upper 70s or low 80s, but the nights can still be damn cold. This whole fiasco started about 16 hours ago when I received a call from Harold Sawyer, president of the El Paso Historical Preservation Society. He said he had some work for me and asked if I could have lunch with him to discuss it. Like a fool, I agreed.